Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my babe. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's today. No way out when you're in it.
Welcome back. 23 after, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And I still want to, got a couple of more things I wanted to talk to you about. You know, it's fascinating to me to see how, to watch the political world right now. And I'm assuming it's fascinating to you. I hope I think you're seeing something that's it's pretty dramatic right now in the political world. You know, we've got a America was built on the concept of independence, of being fiercely independent, taking responsibility for ourselves, being grown ups and not whining. America was never a nation of whiners, but it seems like in the last few years we've become a little bit of a nation of whiners. Why doesn't somebody do this? Why doesn't somebody take care of this? Somebody licked the red off my candy. That means I need to sue somebody, or there ought to be a law, we've gotten to the point where we're so darn easily offended by everything. Political correctness is killing America, in my opinion. And I just don't like it. I'm not talking about being offensive or being gratuitously rude or I don't like bad language around you know, people about in the public, that kind of thing, either. But still, political correctness is going to be the end of us. And I think a lot of that's going to be part of the process this year, this next year, in the 2016 elections. And something needed to be said about it. And I don't think the traditional political parties and the candidates running those parties were willing to really bring all that up, because I just don't think it was going to happen. And so Donald Trump is changing that, isn't he? Now, there's a lot to be critical about of Donald Trump. I've never been a big fan of his, for a couple of reasons. But I didn't watch his show. I didn't enjoy The Apprentice. I didn't care for that myself. But you have to admire his success. And he's a showman. He's an entertainer. He's a self-promoter. He's the world's greatest of all the self-promoters I've ever known in my life or ever read about. He's on top of the list. Well, you know what? I don't know if he'll be a great president or not, but I'll tell you one thing. I think America is ready to be a little more of a self-promoter. I think America is tired of feeling like we ought to apologize for being Americans. I think there are a lot of people out there in America, and a lot of them are on Main Street. And a lot of them, based on my polling, a lot of them run small businesses, who are tired of a government that feels like it has to apologize for us. That feels like that the good things that we've done and the good things that we could do, we can do as a leading nation, as a nation that's been blessed with amazing success and wealth that people in other countries can only dream of. With that kind of with those kinds of blessings, also comes responsibility. Responsibility to help others. Now, that doesn't mean nation building. I'm against nation building. But I do think we can help others. And I do think that if you're a big kid in the playground, and there's another big kid in the playground, and that other big kid is a bully, then I think the other big kid in the playground has the obligation to make sure the bully doesn't beat up on the little guys. And America is one of those big guys, and we're not the bully. Have we made mistakes? Yes, we've made mistakes. Did we do it intending to harm someone? No. We probably made mistakes trying to do something right, trying to help people. And I know that we've done a lot of great things in the world. I know that we have. The record is clear on what great things America has done. America has been a benefactor nation to the world more than anything else. And I think it's time for America to be proud of that. I think Americans are ready to be proud of it. I know entrepreneurs are tired of feeling dour about the economy, and we're tired of being treated like there's something wrong with business. Because there's nothing wrong with business. Business is what makes the world go round. All the cool things that people like to do with other people's money, well, guess what? None of that happens until somebody makes a sale. And that sale turns into profits, and that profit's either taxed or donated, and it goes to those cool, nice things that you'd like to do for other people. None of that happens until business happens. And that business begins on Main Street in America. And I think Main Street Americans are ready to start talking about being an American again and being proud to be an American. And I think that's what Donald Trump's tapped into. I don't know if he's going to be the nominee. I don't know if he's going to be the president. But I'll tell you what he is doing. He's changing the conversation. He's allowing people to imagine that America could be great again. And I think that's going to be good for the process. And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you're an American, I just think you ought to like that. Those are just some of my thoughts. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.